people who love them.
Hello, welcome back to The Thing About Cars. We are recording on the western side of Atlanta in Strongbox West. It is a beautiful day outside. Nice warm spring day. Around the table, we still have
Becca,
Andrew,
Sergeant Conlon,
Ben,
and I'm Mickey. We spent some time last time talking about flipping cars and some of the weird legalities that Georgia has around how to do that, actually, or how to, you know, how fraud happens around here. We covered quite a lot in the last episode. This time, I'd like to spend some time focusing down on what the average person can look at or try to do to avoid being defrauded, or potentially even, you know, how to safely buy a flipped car, things like that.
Andrew, how not to get screwed over.
How not to get screwed over. Andrew, concise. You had some thoughts on the matter, right?
Yes, I did. The first thing you want to do when you go into the mindset of I want to flip a car is you want to find the perfect car for you to flip. So you need to assess your skill set first. Am I better at body or mechanical? A little bit of both. Do I want something that I can buy, put almost no work into, hold for a little while, and let go for more than I paid for? You need to know what you're looking for. The next thing is you want to buy a car that somebody's going to want. If you're buying a 93 Ford Escort for $500, you're losing right there. You're not going to make any money. You know, it's not that I'm not even shaming that car in particular. I mean, you need to buy a car that somebody's going to want, and it has to be a wide net. You can't get a cult car and expect to make money on that quickly. If you're flipping it, you need to get something that a lot of people want, a lot of people are looking for, and a lot of people are willing to pay the price you're asking for it.
You want something that moves.
Right. You want something that's going to not be a front lawn potting soil filled, you know, car.
Don't try to serve a niche coming out. Just do
that's right. Yeah, you want to get something, you know, everybody on YouTube and everything else says, oh, the Honda Civics are the best at this, that, and the other. The problem is that market is now flooded. So when you go look at a Honda Civic, the one you're looking at buying probably has already been flipped and you're the buyer now.
Interesting.
So when you look for that, you need to look for the cars that have either mechanical issues or body issues. That way you have a reason they're selling it. If you go look at a car, especially the Civics, that there's nothing wrong with it at all, you're the buyer now. You're not going to get any markup on it. So what you want to do is find something that has those issues, and you need to make sure you can handle those issues and whatever else is down the pipeline. Mm-hmm. If you're at auction, and this is just a story from me, when I first wanted to try this, I was with, I don't know if you guys remember Alex from a few episodes back, and we wanted to get one of these cars to turn around and make money on.
Mm-hmm.
And when we went and got this car, the cluster didn't work. The car was overheating in a parking lot at this auction. It was just overheating like crazy, spraying coolant everywhere. Cluster didn't work, but it did move forward and backwards, and it was a 2002 red two-door Honda. Perfect, right? Bidding went up, $600, home it came with. Awesome. The fuse for the cluster was missing. That should have been a red flag that I now know. When I plugged in a fuse for that, this car had 493,000 miles.
Whoa.
There's a problem. Also, this was a, I'm sure the sergeant here can attest, this was a drug bust car that was at auction.
Nice.
So the entire interior had been destroyed by the police department looking for whatever they were looking for. And it was all in the trunk. They had just taken the whole interior apart and thrown everything in the trunk. So all the pieces were there, but now I got to put work into this thing that has 500,000 miles.
See, I was thinking about the check engine light when you were saying the cluster was out.
That was on too. We had that ABS light. We had one of everything on, and we're in this car now for $600. That needs one of everything.
Sure. But wait a minute. So the car moved backwards and forwards.
That means the transmission is going to go into gear. So that's a good sign.
Right. But you didn't, they didn't give you the opportunity to actually stick your head in there and assess the interior or assess.
Well, I saw that the interior was apart, but they let you get in the car for an hour before the auction.
Okay.
They don't let you drive it.
Ah.
And what I learned from that is always check the fuse box if stuff isn't working.
Okay.
Because if there's a fuse missing, that's a clue.
Yep.
And remember that some cars nowadays have like three fuse boxes at least.
Right. But of course, this was a 2002, so you only really had two, but the cluster one was missing.
Right.
So that was fun. But anyway, I got into this car, put a radiator in it, put the interior back together, found some issues. The windows, passenger side wouldn't roll down. That mirror had been knocked off potentially years earlier and the spoiler on the
police
back
chase.
Was missing. Probably. So that particular car, it's a risk when you buy something to flip. You have to acknowledge that you might be flushing $600 down the toilet. So when you go to buy, you want to buy something that you can't really lose on. So you want to assess, okay, what's the value of this car if I can't sell it as a car? Well, the 3.5 Honda V6 is worth a lot by itself. So there's a $1,200 engine in a $600 car, and it runs. Mm-hmm. It has high mileage, but it does run. So maybe you'll get 900, not quite 1200 that engine. It's got super high mileage, assuming it's the original motor. And then we've got a Honda automatic that goes into gear too. There's another $700 in parts. So you want to buy a car so cheap, you cannot lose. So when you think about the used tire market, you go to a used tire store, you've got four matching rims with four good tires on it, you're going to get $100-$150 right there. If you've got a good engine that runs and you know the value of it, you bid so low on these cars that if you turn out to have you a piece of junk where the interior is missing and it's got 500,000 miles, you're still going to turn a profit. So when you go look at that $500 Ford Escort, mm-hmm. and you look at the sum of those parts and find out it's worth about $25 for mm-hmm. some of it, you need to run away. You need to find something that, like that Honda Accord, where even though you cannot turn around and sell this car for any more than you paid for it, the sum of its parts are going to equal you a profit. You have not lost.
Okay.
So that's how you want to buy. You want to buy with the knowledge that even if this turns into a POS, I'm not totally screwed.
Right. Okay. No, my brain is in six places at once now. So you're still allowed to part out a car and you're no longer flipping a car.
You're not flipping a car. You're selling a bunch of parts. And since you take that title, and this was an auction, so you get a court order for a title. You take that, you go get a title, and 2 weeks later, they mail it to you. Mm-hmm. And in that 2 weeks, the engine is going to be sold. You're going to have to keep records of that. The transmission, for legality, you have to keep records. You sell that transmission, you sell that engine, those tires are sold, the rims are sold, that one good mirror, actually somebody on eBay bought that right up, so that was gone. the hood, fender, grill, all of it, the paint was okay.
And what do you do with what's left of the car when you're done selling the parts?
Well, I actually purchased a car hauler trailer. So what I did is I went out, winched this thing up onto the trailer, took it to the scrapyard, and got $49 for the rest of the body. No drivetrain in it now, so was completely gone. But that's how I didn't lose on it, because I sold the engine, transmission, and the body enough that I didn't lose on the car. And you can do that with other stuff too, you know. But if you're trying to buy to actually turn around and sell it, you need to buy with that mindset that if this is not worth selling, because you don't want to sell a piece of junk.
Right.
If you're selling junk, you're going to get in trouble. You're going to get the angry person that comes back, tries to blow your house up. You don't want the angry customer.
No.
You don't want the angry person. You want somebody who you sold it, you're confident in it, and it lasts them a long time.
Yeah.
And you want to buy so low that if you wind up in something where you're either going to have to sell a piece of junk or part it out and make money, you can take that part it out and make money route.
Yeah.
So that's how I would definitely advise you look. But cars to buy, you want to buy something that people are going to want. So small pickup trucks here in Atlanta, people love small pickup trucks. They will pay way too much money for small pickup trucks, especially if you're looking at small cars because you don't have a lot of space to fix stuff. The small truck and the small sedan, perfect. You want to keep it wide net though. So if you're buying a four-door Accord that has a stick shift, you're going to lose because not a lot of people can drive stick shift.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And if they can, they're going to want the two-door, not the four-door, because they're going to turn into a race car. They're not.
Right.
You're not going to have a very good market. So you want to avoid that one. You want to buy
quote,
the
automatic. Race car. Sorry.
Yeah, well, you know, these people who want to buy that car and turn it into, you know, me.
Exactly. That's why I said air quote around the race car, pseudo race car.
I'm sure the 5.0 Mustang blows doors off. The point is that people.
I have a 4.6. Thank you.
Oh, that's cute. That's adorable.
Aww.
So it depends on where you are, too. You need to look at what is actually, what are people buying? You know, if you're in an area where everyone's buying brand new cars, you're not going to do too well selling a 20-year-old Civic. You need to find what's going to work. There are certain auctions. There's one out by me on the Walton County, Gwinnett County line on 78. They have car auctions. They just recently reopened.
Which was going to be my question. How do I find these auctions? How do I find a wrecker auction? How do I find a police auction?
You can go to a website called findpublicautoauctions.com, and that's the Atlanta area, and it will give you all the wrecker services around here. My personal favorite is Willard Wrecker, though. They're awesome because they will straight put on the windshield if it's a POS or not. So if you go to their auction, it says a good runner. You can believe that is a good running car.
Okay.
If you go to their auction and it has a big line with an X through it in the middle of that windshield, that is the part out car
The part out car.
That thing's a POS.
You can hear in the back of your brain the eh that goes along with that big red X.
That's right. It's a big old no go.
What was that game show? The X and the
I don't know.
A lot of game shows. Family Feud.
Yeah, everybody does the X's. So,
yeah.
But the point with that is they're very upfront with their stuff.
Sure.
So that's why I like using them. But there's another auction on 78. They just do car auctions. I think it's Monday and Wednesday nights. And I've gone there before, and they had a 1992 Ford Ranger come up. Back windshield was blown out. Paint was horrible. $150 for a running truck, though.
And
that's what it's sold for.
People have been looking for Rangers, yeah.
Right. That's what it's sold for. So $150, you put you a piece of back glass in there. Give it a $300 Mako paint job, and you've got yourself a $500 truck with air conditioning. This thing had working air conditioning.
That actually says a lot in an old Ford.
Right. So I'll leave that one alone.
Hey, I can say it
the
because
Ford
I
gal
love.
Said she knows.
Yes,
something.
Exactly.
I'll go ahead and leave that as it is. My, I'm stick to this. But that truck went. But then there was a 2004 Hyundai Tucson right behind it, a little two door sporty car with
a
V6.
Tucson.
Tucson. That was it. Tucson.
That's like me and Scion, right?
I know, right? It's very. It's very crazy. But anyway, that car came in, had like 111,000 miles on it. It wasn't very high. Paint was good. Clean title. They were ready to sell it today. $400.
But wasn't there an issue with the Tucsons? Are they high sellers?
Well, I was going to say, is there a butt coming or?
Well, I didn't buy that car.
Uh-huh.
Somebody else did. We were there looking for newer stuff because the person I was with, we were looking to buy for them. I was not looking to flip cars in that particular event. But when I saw that, I was like, wow, that's an interesting resource. If you can go out there and buy yourself a car severely undervalued like that little two-door sporty car, and it was an automatic too. It wasn't a stick. So that widens your range of people who are willing to buy it. You can sell that, you know, you get a title right there.
Yep.
You take it, you get your 2 weeks to get the title in your name, clean it up, keep driving it. I mean, it's a good car.
Yep.
And then if you decide to sell it, you can easily get $1,500 to $2,500 for a car like that.
Yep.
With that low a mileage. So that's a no lose situation. Also, as it was, you know, you could part it out, but a car looking that clean, that good, there's no reason to. And that Ford Ranger I just mentioned previously, you know, those are the ones you want to look for.
Right.
Don't be afraid to run away from the deal. If you find one on Craigslist, you go look at it and it's like, well, it needs this, it needs that. You start adding up the list of everything it's going to cost. You need to decide, am I willing to put in this work to make only X amount of profit?
Right.
And Kelley Blue Book's a great resource, but it doesn't help you tell the value of a car.
Right.
Well, and it does the Blue Book, not the market value. That's part of the problem, yeah.
When the market's flooded with, you know, especially come fall, everybody's selling their stuff with no AC. Because that's when no one's going to care.
Right.
Always check the AC.
Well,
I don't care if there's a foot of snow.
If it's cold out, a lot of people don't know how to check it. You need to open the hood and see, is that compressor turning?
Right.
You know, there's some things you need to look for. But, you know, when the market gets flooded with, you know, 92 S10s that don't have AC, I'll quit picking on Ford for a minute. 92 S10s that don't have AC, you need to think about, okay, there's a lot of them. They're
pick
selling
on GM.
Between $1,500 and $900. I'm not going to get $3,500 for my S10 with the exact same problem because there's so many. So you need to be careful with it.
Right.
But yeah, that's how you'd go about finding the cheap cars to go with. And always buy from somebody you know. Their name is on the title. Ask for ID. If they won't show you ID, run away. And that's if you're buying from an individual. If you're buying from an auction, you're generally pretty good. Mm-hmm. Always look up their reviews though. Like I said, Willard Wrecker is really awesome about that.
Mm-hmm.
Statewide is too over there in the Norcross area. They're pretty good as well. You just really want to pick somebody who's reputable, who's going to give you a clean title.
Sure.
Going to be upfront about it. And unfortunately, as is where is, you can really lose your butt. So keep the bidding in mind that you don't want to lose. Look at the tires. Look at the value of the parts. What can you really get out of this car?
Right. My wheels are turning because I kind of want to attempt this at some point, but sort of for my own personal purposes. I'm like, can I get a cheap enough car that I could drive for the next 2 to 5 years for next to nothing? And so
that's $400 Hyundai.
Yeah.
I think what needs to happen is you need to go with him to one of these things because it sounds like he has really good luck with finding things at auction or what have you. So I think y'all need to go have a boys' day.
The auction is its own crazy place.
Sure.
I definitely don't mind going to auctions. Like I said, we do inspections for customers. If it's at auction and it's only up there for 2 minutes, I guess I'm sliding under and looking for the customer because that's what I need to do is my customer service.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, when you only have 3 minutes to look at a car, you need to spend that 3 minutes wisely. I don't want to turn around and be talking to you. We got to go in. We got to look at it. We're going to check
the fluid. Things got to move quick. Exactly.
You're not going to be checking fuses and
No, we're not checking fuses. We're checking, does it work? If it doesn't work, we're going to consider that broken. We're not even going to check the fuse. We're going to consider, okay, that's probably completely bad. Add that to your cost.
Right.
Because
if it's a fuse, a lot of these auction houses, they'll fix it to make it go.
Right.
So the ones that don't,
I was referring to the Honda.
When I got that Honda, that one, I don't go back that auction because they probably pulled that fuse.
So I'm going to ask the listener.
They don't fall out.
If any of this sounds interesting to the average listener and we want to, you want to go check this scene out, let us know. And maybe we can all go do this together here in Atlanta, not knowing where folks are across the country, of course. I would like to go to Tucson to go check out a Tucson.
That would be cool, wouldn't it?
Well, but if everybody wants to come to Atlanta to buy cars, they're all mostly Southern cars down here. You're not going to put up with the rust. And I just told you some of the price points I've seen them go for.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's a good choice to come down here. Of course, now I'm going to get 500 people at the next auction because of saying this. All of the Thing About Cars folks are going to be there.
So one last time, tell folks how to find you.
Me, I'm at Grumpy Monkey Garage. We're on Facebook and YouTube. You can check us out in both places. And if you're in the Atlanta area, our phone number's up on our Facebook. If you want to give us a call, we can come and fix your car or go to auction with you.
Fantastic. Thank you. And thanks for the advice. And I think this is a totally fascinating subject. I still have a million questions I want to ask, but we are out of time. So thanks again for being here, both of you. And this has been The Thing About Cars, recording in Strongbox West. Please, we welcome your ongoing questions and feedback about this subject matter via our webpage, which is thethingaboutcars.com, or on the Facebook page, which you can find us there at The Thing About Cars, obviously. And if you really like what we're doing, our Patreon is patreon.com/thethingaboutcars. Thanks again. We will look forward to seeing you guys in a week. Bye.
Bye.
See you later.